This month, I have a few clients not renewing with me for various reasons. One wants to spend less money on PR, so they are bringing everything in-house. One wants to spend a lot more money on PR, so they are hiring a huge agency to have access to more services. And one wants to spend more money on marketing and very little on PR, so they are hiring a marketing firm. Before you part ways with a client or employee, leave the door wide open. None of these reasons clients gave me for leaving bother me, and I never let a client walk away on bad terms. I always tell them that if their new strategy doesn't work out, or if they need help with a very specific publicity project, they are always welcome back. Now, of course, if it's not someone I want to work with in the future, I would never say this. But if you are open to working with them again, it's wise to make this move because the tool of openness can easily regain you the business, especially if the person doesn't feel guilty for leaving you in the first place. By alleviating that awkwardness, you're making it easier for them to return. The pitch challenge today: learn to let people and things go in and out of your life without consequence. I see this occur in both business dealings and personal life. For example, you may feel like you are best friends with someone, then suddenly they stop calling you and you feel no longer needed. I believe there are seasons and reasons for everything. And it doesn't matter how good you are at work, the friendship or relationship, situations can change or people can change or want change. And so you have to learn to let go. They will come back when they need you, and at that point, you can decide if you need them too.